You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Mariners are sailing through spring training with the absence of several of their key players, which is making everything interesting all over the place. Let's talk to Greg Johns about that. I'm Allison Fitter. Greg, I have been in Miami watching your players playing the World Baseball Classic, so I've been really excited to see the performances of some of these guys, of course, Nelson Cruz, Robinson Cano, Gene Segura. But you guys, your team that you're covering right now has probably been missing them, so I guess we can't really place a lot of, we never place importance on spring training games, but now more than ever, these games probably don't resemble anything close to what the team is going to look like when the regular season starts.
Yeah, it's a manager Scott Service, while supportive of his guys in the WBC, is clearly would love to have some of them back. You're missing the heart of their order, the 2-3-4 hitters and three of their five rotation guys and their closer, and that's a big chunk coming out of camp. And I think they're starting to feel it a little bit. They're rolling out a lot of young kids, a lot of young pitching, and I guess today, coming off a 24-3 loss to the White Sox yesterday. The Brewers in a game that wasn't exactly what anybody wants to see, even in spring training for a manager. I think Scott was a little. I like the WBC. I'd like it to get over and get some of these guys back. But interestingly, Mariners Drew Smyly is going to be starting Wednesday for Team USA, and the expected starter for Team Venezuela will be one Felix Hernandez. So two Mariners throwing against each other, and as Service said, we'll be watching that one with interest here in Peoria. So, fun to see guys around. Certainly the Dominican team looking great with Cano and Cruz and Segura all playing big roles and doing some big stuff. So, fun to see. But from a Mariner perspective, kind of like to get them all back here in camp and see this team they're expecting to put together.
Yeah, is there any importance to having the team that somewhat resembles the opening day roster, like playing together several times this time of the spring, or is it more important maybe just the last week to start sort of getting that going with a regular lineup? I mean, is there anything to continuity or playing with each other? Does that really matter?
I mean, I think it does in a fashion. I mean, there's a reason, you know, as you get toward the end of spring, you just see the normal lineup starting to get out there a little more. I think in the Mariners' case, they'll have those guys back for at least a week before they get to opening day. And I think one thing that really maybe helps there is Segura and Cano, second and short. You know, those guys you kind of want playing together, getting used to each other here as new teammates. But they are two guys that work out together in the Dominican during the off season, and also obviously together on the Dominican team here in the WBC. So at least you get your middle infield guys working together even through this. And I think baseball being baseball, I think you can put together guys as long as they're in game shape and game ready, and your pitchers are stretched out. I don't think it's a huge concern not being together, but Service is a big chemistry guy, and I think he does miss the kind of that veteran group in the clubhouse, kind of team meetings and things. And I think that part they miss a little bit, because kind of that the veteran guys being here and kind of being the center of things and kind of all that stuff. But still plenty of time. I don't think it's a big concern, but certainly kind of an interesting sidelight to the spring.
Yeah, another kind of neat Mariners angle that I was able to follow along with in these games in Miami is Tyler O'Neill, who played for Team Canada. I was really looking forward to watching him play, watching him hit. And the issue kind of was Team Canada is not a good team. and that is not a slam on them, because, I mean, they participate in a lot of international competition, but they had a lot of major league guys that said no, that they didn't want to play for Team Canada. And they really were able to really trot out almost nothing. And it was unfortunate. But Tyler O'Neill, appeared to have some promise. And so what can you tell us about him? I know that he's a top prospect. So what should I be looking for from him in the next couple of years?
Yeah, he's an interesting kid. Just a stocky, muscly guy. His dad was Mr. Canada.
We talked about that many times.
And Tyler is kind of Mr. Canada Jr. I mean, this is a guy who spent a lot of time in a weight room. And he doesn't look like a typical baseball player when you see him in the clubhouse, but he's a good athlete, can run, got real good pop. and not a big guy, but he's put together, and they like him. He was played double-A ball last year, was the Southern League Player of the Year, I believe it, and their Marist Minor League Player of the Year, the offensive player. He'll be at Triple-A Tacoma, I believe, to start this year. And it's a guy that's kind of knocking on the door. He's not ready yet, 21 years old, and probably wasn't ready for WBC, really, to be honest. I mean, he got in there against pretty good pitching, and I think, eyes open a little bit and that. But he showed up back in camp today, talked to him, and young kid with all kinds of confidence. Said it was a great experience playing down there in Miami. And as you know, being down there, he said the atmosphere was just crazy. It was electric. And that chance to play in front of big crowds and the chanting and the noise and things, and he was pretty pumped up about the whole experience and the kind of kid that wants to take that and build on it and getting a major league club and experience that kind of thing in the postseason and such. And that's just kind of what he said he took out of it. He just felt like it was kind of a glimpse into, what can be in the future. So they like him. I think Mariner fans are going to be interested to watch him in Tacoma this year and see how close he is.
Yeah, it was really cool for these young guys to kind of experience that. I don't think you can match that kind of atmosphere. I think it's obviously like postseason crowds would be as loud and raucous, but my goodness, the Dominican Republic fans, they know how to bring it. So it was really fun. Okay, moving on to more stuff that's actually going on in Arizona. Shea Simmons, give us a health update on him.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Really the first injury they've had in camp. Shea's a hard-thrown 26-year-old they got him from the Braves by trade this year. And then figured in kind of that back end of the bullpen mix. They thought he might be one of the key guys there and still do. He's had arm troubles in the past, though, Tommy John a couple years ago. And so when he had to be pulled out mid-inning this past weekend, some concern was raised, and certainly for Shea himself, having had arm problems in the past, he certainly never liked to see a guy come out. They did an MRI, and they don't believe any. They said no structural damage, more of a forearm muscular situation. So they're going to shut him down for a little while, let that quiet down, and hope to get him back. They haven't really set a firm timetable, but we'll keep an eye on that. Sometimes those little injuries tend to drag out longer than hoped, but they're optimistic that it's not going to be too long, and that he can be back in game form by the end of spring. So that's one to keep an eye on, especially with the two right-handers, Steve Cishek and Tony Zick, that came into camp, the two guys that had medical issues and both kind of working their way back. Zick a little ahead of Cishek. Cishek had that microfracture hip surgery in the offseason, and he's not going to be ready for the start of the year. It doesn't look. Zick kind of pushing forward. He's going to get up on the mounds, throw some bullpens this week, and they hope to get him game ready here towards the end of spring. So those are a couple more key right-handers, and Simmons as well in that mix. So guys that they want to keep an eye on as they go in. They still got guys, but those are some key arms they expect to have here this year.
Okay, and then what about the starting rotation? Chris Heston, he's been having a pretty decent spring, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's had a very good spring. He's probably more of a Tacoma guy to start out, if assuming everybody stays healthy. You got Felix and Iwakuma, Paxton, Smiley, and Gallardo is the clear five going in, and Ariel Miranda kind of is the sixth guy if needed. So Heston, while having a great spring and kind of showing what he was with the Giants 2 years ago when he won 12 games as a rookie and threw a nice little no-hitter against the Mets. So he's a guy that's got a little track record in the big leagues and had a tough time last year, but they're hoping he could be a bounce-back guy and kind of fit in that if-needed, when-needed type role in Tacoma. It seems last year, 13 pitchers, they certainly needed him often, so he could be a guy that we see before too long if he pitches as well as he's doing right now.
Okay, good stuff, Greg. Thank you as always, and we'll talk to you soon.
You bet, Allison.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.